The Mishnah that we're up to is the story of Shimon, and Shimon here is presented as Shimon Bino Haya Omer. Very interesting presentation, linking Shimon back to Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, who we talked about, and saying that if you want to understand Shimon, you have to understand very much that he was his father's son. And we pointed out that his father was a great leader, not so much because of what his father said, but because of what his father did. And we gave two examples. There's nothing more tragic than a woman whose life is on hold for indefinite periods of time because we don't know what happened to her husband. We call her an aguna, a chained woman. And it was Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken who came along and said that even though the Torah really requires two witnesses, al pishnayim edim yakum davar, no, we have to rely on one witness in this case because we have to have compassion on this woman, mishum iguna ikulu barabanan, because of the chained status of the woman. So again, it wasn't so much what he said, it was what he did. The other example that we brought was that the Gemara says that for poor people, kivura was kasha mimisa. How could it be that the burial was worse than death? Because wealthy people were buried in very beautiful clothes, and the poor people, as if dying wasn't bad enough, they were buried in these rags. And Rabbi Gamliel said, it's terrible. There's a problem here of kavod habrios, that people should be humiliated at their own burials. Their families should feel so badly. So he said, I want to be buried in plain tachrich. And that became the accepted practice in Klal Yisrael. So what do we see about Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken? It was that he always did. It wasn't so much what he said. It was that he followed through. So Shimon Bino Haya Omer. So Shimon, his son, said, Kol Yamai, Gudalti ben ha-chachamim. I was raised amongst the Chachamim. My father was a Nasi. So from a very young age, he was always around rabbis. I mean, that's the way it was. Had his father been an accountant, so he would have been around the accountants. So his father was the Nasi. He said, Kol yamai gudalti ben ha-chachamim. Velo matzasi leguf tov. I never found a better midah in life, ela shesika, but being quiet. And the Rambam explains here, he's not talking about avoiding lashon hara or avoiding speaking about things that aren't technically prohibited, but what we call ma'us, just repugnant to speak about. But even things that are permissible to speak about, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is saying that one has to be, careful what one says at all times. V'lo ha-medrash ha'ikar al-amasa. And in some sense, as an explanation for that position, saying that what really matters is not so much what a person says, but what a person does. So ultimately, there's a great line from Lincoln. I don't know how true it was in this case, but in the Gettysburg Address, he said, the world will little remember what we said here, but it can never forget what they did here, meaning the soldiers who fought. I think the world did remember what Lincoln said there, but the point was well taken. In other words, the most important thing is not so much what a person says, as every parent knows, but what a parent does. That's a much stronger example for the child. And finally, and a person who goes on in speech is going to ultimately bring sin. And this is, of course, the story of the first sin, because we know that Chava, when she was having this encounter with the Nachash, said that she had been told, this is not truthful what she said, but she added on. She said, Hishamer lecha pentochal mina eitz ufen tigubo, lest you touch it, pentimutun, that there was never any restriction against touching the tree. And we know that that's the medrash, that the Nachash pushed her into the tree and said, you see, nothing happened. It's obviously not a problem. Eating from it wouldn't be a problem either. So if the very first sin of humanity has to do with being mar bedvarim, adding on words, so that's something that we have to be very careful about doing. So I just conclude by noting that Unklus points out that maybe the defining aspect of what a person is the capacity for speech. Vahi adam l'nefesh chaya, Unklus translates as ruach memala, as our capacity to use words. And words can either destroy worlds or words can create worlds. Words can save people. Words can really destroy people, traumatize people. Shimon Bino, Shimon, who identified very much as his father's son, understood how careful we have to be with our words. And ultimately, our actions, our good actions, hopefully, should be the ikar. Lo ha-medrash ha-ikar, ela ha-ma'aseh.